Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Big Butte Creek. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Podcast script, Wikipedia. Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, your portal into the fascinating world of knowledge. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into a topic that's as refreshing as it is intriguing, Big Butte Creek. Have you ever wondered about the stories that flow along with the waters of creeks and rivers? Well, today you're in for a treat. Big Butte Creek is nestled in the picturesque landscape of southern Oregon, USA. From its shades of lush greens to the whisper of its clear waters, this creek runs approximately 12 miles long, but its impact echoes far beyond that. Let's take a closer look at its journey. Originating from the western slopes of Mount McLaughlin, a stunning teak that's sure to capture anyone's imagination, Big Butte Creek meanders through some of the most beautiful and rugged terrains. It's not just the landscape that makes this creek special. It's the confluence of two forks, the North Fork and South Fork Big Butte Creek, each contributing their unique flows and local tales. How often do we pause to think about what creeks like this witness? Consider the wildlife, from the fish weaving through the currents to the birds nesting in the neighboring trees, each relying on the creek's resources. Have you ever crossed a creek and wondered how many creatures depend on its existence? It's the confluence of two forks, the North Fork and South Fork. But there's more to Big Butte Creek than meets the eye. Beyond its natural beauty, it's also a critical component of the local water system. The creek plays a pivotal role in supplying water to the Butte Creek watershed, supporting agriculture, recreational activities, and even residential water supplies. Think about that the next time you turn on your faucet. Let me take you back in time for a moment to the late 19th and early 20th centuries, when this creek was at the heart of local industry during the mining and logging booms. Picture the hustle and bustle of operations, a stark contrast against today's tranquil scene. How has the creek adapted through these industrial changes? And what does this tell us about our relationship with nature? Here's something to ponder. What happens when communities rally around their natural resources? In recent years, conservation efforts have become a primary focus around Big Butte Creek, aiming to preserve its integrity. This reflects a broader awareness of ecological balance and sustainability. How far are we willing to go to protect these natural wonders? Is it possible that our future depends on revisiting the past and reassessing how we interact with nature? Here's a real-life anecdote. In 1996, the North and South Forks of Big Butte Creek were designated wild and scenic rivers, an intentional move to underscore their ecological and recreational values. This designation highlights the communal recognition of their worth, not just for wildlife, but for recreation and the sheer enjoyment of unspoiled areas. Can you imagine standing by the creek's edge, listening to its serene piano-like notes, while also knowing you're standing in a space protected and cherished by so many? It's reminders like these that bring about a sense of stewardship within each of us. Now, let's talk about the water's temperament. Abiding to no one, the creek can be both gentle and fierce. With winter rains and melting snowpack triggering powerful flows, it sometimes challenges local infrastructure designed to harness its strength. The balance between harnessing nature and allowing it to flourish naturally is a debate that's as old as time. Where do you stand in this discussion? How should we prioritize our power over nature? As we wrap up today's episode, I'd like you to think about Big Butte Creek as more than just a body of water weaving its way through Oregon. Imagine it as a living narrative, carrying with it the stories of communities, the aspirations of wildlife, and the whispers of history. What can we learn from Big Butte Creek about the delicate dance between human progress and natural preservation? Here's a call to action. I encourage you to seek out the creeks and rivers in your own backyard. What stories do they tell? How are they interwoven with the ecosystem and communities? And most importantly, how can we, as stewards of the Earth, ensure their stories thrive for generations to come? Thank you for joining me on this journey down Big Butte Creek. Let's meet again on the next episode of Wikipodia, where we'll continue to explore and uncover the world's most captivating treasures together. Until then, keep your curiosity flowing. Remember, nature is not a place to visit. It is home.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Big Butte Creek. Thanks for listening. See you next time.